This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And we're almost there. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend, you know, hop in the chat room, whether you're on the Facebook page or what's the other thing, online chat room, right? 855-REAL-JOE if you want to be involved in the conversation, 855-732-5563. And then we have Xander Gibb joining us after the first break. That will be, this should be an interesting evening. Now, I should just, you know, head up to the website where you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. All the things you were, the headset, grabbing little hairs. All the things you were taught to hate. Well, if you're watching, you want to know what got my hands behind my head. It isn't because the police are in the room or anything. And if you're listening, you hear me screaming over here, and it's those little hairs. You know, like the ones your mom used to grab to get your attention. Remember those? Anyway, always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You know, it's been an interesting day. No, seriously. When Trump came out this morning and announced that he was flushing, shredding, whatever you want to call it, another one of the Obama-era mistakes, or the Obama-era errors. I didn't say it because I would have screwed it up bad. But, you know, you could just see the left dying over there. Just wasting away, thinking, oh, my God, what's he doing now? How bad is this? What's going to, you know what I'm saying? He just hated the man. That's why he's doing all of this. No, really? There was a lot of us on the right screaming at the time this thing was going down. It was the wrong thing to do. And I'm actually upset at some of my friends that went to Cuba during this time, that put tax dollars or put dollars in the Cuban economy that are being used to pump up their military. They're not helping the people there. They're not giving them any more medical benefits. They're not giving them any of that stuff. A whole different animal if you had a government that was actually out for the people. That would be a whole different meaning. I wouldn't have the argument I have. But how many of you actually believe that money, you know, the tax dollars or however they do it, the money into the economy, how many of you actually believe that money made it to the average Joe, if you would, or Jose, or whatever. They were still jailing political dissidents. They were still, one of the agreements was that if there was a Cuban refugee that came to the United States, we would turn them back, right? And Cuba would not agree not to prosecute them. Not to punish them for leaving Cuba. And we did it anyway. Obama, can you see Obama going, yeah, well, so I'll need you not to, I need you to assure me that you will not put these people in jail for trying to get away if we return them to you, and that you'll treat them humanely. And Raul looks at the table at him and goes, no. Okay, whatever. All right, I'll sign it anyway. I mean, he was a great, wasn't he a great negotiator? You know, the deal he did, all the deals that he did, wasn't he great? Didn't we get so much, like, from the Iran deal? Right? Wasn't that a great deal he pulled together where we had to give him a 21-day notice that we were going to inspect, and then they could decide within 21 days whether they were going to allow us to inspect. And then if it was okay for them to let us inspect, well, we really didn't get to inspect. They were just going to take a sample and give it to us so that we could check it out to make sure that there was no radioactivity in the dirt, which would show that they were, you know, they were putting together bombs. Think about that. Wasn't that a great deal? Can you imagine? Can you imagine your kid going to the teacher and saying, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll tell you when I've done my homework. I'll tell you how well I did with it. And I'll tell you what my grade is. And we can just cut all that middle stuff, save you a whole bunch of time, and it'll work out well. Don't you think? That's how stupid this is. So, again, and he did it in Little Havana, which was a great idea. And he said, and he didn't just cut it out and go, no, I'm not doing anything with you guys. He put it, in my estimation, he put it back on them. He said, I'll renegotiate a deal with you when you agree to stop jailing those political prisoners, when you agree to let out the political prisoners, you agree to have a fair and open election with international oversight, and you allow religious freedom. Now, we all know none of that's going to happen anyhow, so, you know, whatever. There'll never be an agreement because the Castro brother, the other one's gone. Pretty hot for him now, I'm sure. But the Castro brother, Raul, is not going to give up that kind of power. It's just not going to happen. And these loons on the left here, the left side is screaming how, you know, the 1% holds all the money, the 1% holds all the power. Hey, Pelosi, who do you think the 1% is in Cuba? I just like saying it. So it's Raul. The Castro. They're the ones with all the money. You know, you get those pretty pictures and all that stuff close to the inner city as to what's going on and how it looks. You get outside of that, a whole different animal. People are starving. People don't have any clothes. People don't have, you know, this in this wonderfully socialist country. They got no money. And as far as medical goes, check out where they go to get help. He's going out of Venezuela. Joe Messina, your host. Sandy Gibb joins me after the break. I'm going to catch my breath. We'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material for from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please be involved in the conversation. I don't care whether you do it at the, if you head up to the realside.com website, we have a live chat room going on there. We also have, what do they call it, live feed. Tammy makes fun of me when I call it a chat room. Shows you how old I am, right? So it's a live feed up on Facebook. You can enjoy that as well. I hope you enjoy the whole show, not just the chat rooms. What have you got? So much going on, and all this social justice stuff going on in the news is just making me nuts. And since I don't like to go anywhere alone, I'm going to bring Xander Gibb on with me because I want to go nuts with him. Anyway, Xander Gibb, thanks for being with me. Xander's with me every week, kind of kicks off the weekend with us. And, Xander, thanks for being with me tonight.
It is a pleasure. Good evening. Good evening, Tammy.
Yeah, I don't let her talk anymore because, you know, those $3 million in FCC fines just wasn't worth it. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow.
Wow. Just mute his microphone, Tammy, and we'll do the show.
Yeah, there you go. See, I have control of the board. She only has control of her mic. That's it. So, what's that? Yeah. So, let's hit some of this stuff. This is first of all, it's the first time you and I have talked since the baseball almost massacre the other day. And what I think is really funny is I wouldn't politicize it. I didn't talk about it in political terms on purpose. Not a thing to do right after it happens, especially. Give me some time to write some stuff anyway. But it didn't take Nancy Pelosi long and a few of the others to blame Donald Trump for this. See, all his negative rhetoric, all the nasty stuff that he was saying, this is what, you know, you talk that way and look what you bring on. And I'm thinking, wow, who are the ones that have been calling for violence? Not been the Republicans, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There is a well-known situation that's known as trickle down. It happens with ideologies. It happens with economics. And there's no doubt that something like this was going to happen. You know, when you see the like of Kathy Griffin holding, you know, effigies of Donald Trump's decapitated head, they're doing it in the Shakespeare in the Park. You know, the lead character is someone that's played Donald Trump and looks like Donald Trump. The lead female character is acting with a Slovenian accent. And, you know, the Donald Trump character gets killed. You know, people all over social media are saying, assassinate Donald Trump and all of this. You know, we have this tide of violence, and it's not surprising that this happened because it's trickled down. And I think there are certain people that have blood on their hands.
I agree with you. You know, it's funny. Like, I think I've said this before with you, where there's a few people who say that the reason that there's some people in the LGBTQ community that have committed suicide or you know, are in depression, so because of guys like me not willing to accept their lifestyle, so to speak. Okay? Oh, yeah, it's all my fault, and it's all conservatives' fault, and it's all the right-wing white guys. And I'm thinking, okay, if that applies, let's just say that's true. I don't believe it's true. Then aren't the Democrats responsible for what happened today? Aren't they the ones screaming for...
Definitely.
You know?
Definitely. Some Democrats are responsible, without a doubt. And, you know, I've actually been thinking about this a lot over the past few days. And there are certain Democratic commentators, and I'm going to name some. I'm sorry, I'm going to do it.
Go for it.
People like Joy Reid, Sally Cohn, and even people that are supposedly from our own camp, like Anna Navarro, who say these intolerably nasty stuff 24/7. Ted Lieu, all these people, as far as I'm concerned, have got blood on their hands. But, you know, I've been conducting this social experiment for the past few weeks, as you know, and I've been saying as bad back to them as they have done about our president. And it's not ruffled their feathers at all. But I'm going to stop doing that because it's actually affecting me. And people are saying, are you nasty, Xander? No, I'm not. I'm trying to teach a lesson. But this becomes so depressing, Joe, because all it is 24/7 is hate Trump. What does that do for our nation? You know, as a whole. You know, Steve Scalise was still on the critical list, and it's absolutely sad that it takes people to get shot. And thank God there were responsible gun owners there that were able to bring this. I know I've got to be polite on your show. This individual, to his knees and kill him. Because if there's nothing there, that could have been a whole section.
Yeah, I refer to people like him as POSs, and I'm not talking about a point of sale. So,
no.
Anyway, there you go. Yeah. You know, I don't know if you know it, but he had a list of people he was going to hit. He had a handwritten list of Republicans that he was going to go looking for to kill. So this is well thought out.
Well, even his Twitter, even his Facebook page was all anti-Trump, et cetera, et cetera. But the other thing that concerns me about this, you know, social media needs to learn a message because they have an element of culpability. There's actually a page still on Facebook. I think it's called. I would have to refer to my Facebook page, but I think it's called Kill Republicans or something like that.
Yeah.
So how come you can have kill the cops, kill the gays, kill the Christians, kill the Republicans. But as soon as it's Democrats or Muslims, then you're in trouble.
You're done. Yeah, but don't you find this ironic? One of the reasons that you know, Apple and Facebook and the rest of them will say that they don't want to just shut these things down because they believe in freedom of speech, except when it comes to you and me, right?
When it comes to conservatives, yeah. The other day on Twitter, I was penalized for 12 hours for using an acronym, SDFU, shut the frick up.
Yeah.
And I was limited with what I could do on Twitter. But 24/7, people are out there calling Donald Trump everything from a pig to a dog, calling his wife a whore, saying that his daughter-in-law should have an abortion because no other Trump should be brought into the world. And I'm the bad person in all of this.
Yeah,
and it's infuriating.
It goes against that equality they're talking about. But you got to admit, it solidifies what you and I have been saying about them, which is they don't want equality,
yeah.
They want control. Okay, they use their own dictionary, so it's impossible for us to figure out what they truly want from us when they ask us for certain things or get in line with certain things. And you look at this over and over and over again, and you say, "This is if somebody would just take a few minutes to look at it, they would see where the left is going, what they really want, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. But you know what it is, Joe? It's a lot deeper than that. It's he who pays gets to say. And we know that lots of money is being fed into social media like right now by people like George Soros because they want to manipulate an audience and they want to manipulate it from a globalist perspective. And so when little Danny G says something they don't like, they kick people out of my live feed. And that's of concern to me because
yeah.
My points are just as valid as someone who happens to disagree with me. And when you make a mistake, when you do something wrong, they don't even tell you what you've done wrong.
No, we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll let Xander cool off. We'll hit it again on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Real Side. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Mancini, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the...
We are back. When I play the maraca. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me.
Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete.
Cuban Pete. And he's the king of the rumba beat. Maybe him and Raul could get together. I don't know. I am Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being found, and being part of the conversation.
Being found?
Yeah, being found. Yeah, I know, right? Because I'll tell you about it in a minute. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Can you tell us the end of the week? Really, seriously, right? Anyway, let me just bring him on. Let me save my butt and bring him on. Xander Gibb joins us, as he does every week here, on The Real Side with Joe Messina. Xander, thanks for being with me.
It's a pleasure, sir.
And you should be pseudo-wound up because you just came off of doing your show a few minutes ago, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I'm very kind of... don't send any liberals around right now because I won't be responsible for my my responses.
Well... and there is. There's so much going on to get you irritated about. You kind of feel like, some of these arguments I have with people, it's like playing chess with somebody who's never played before. It's just irritating as heck. They don't know the moves. It just irritates me, infuriates me, actually, because they're throwing out all this fake news in there. Anything that comes across, like, Trump is now being investigated for, what was it, was it obstruction? They had two names. I heard it two different ways.
Was it perverting the course of justice by eating two scoops of ice?
That was it. That was it. That was the one. They're doing the two scoops of ice. So anyway, but I'm looking at this and I'm saying, wow, this doesn't get any crazier. They're doing this. Tammy said it the other night. They're doing a Sarah Palin on him where, when she was in Alaska's governor, they were just lining up lawsuits to distract and keep her from being able to do her job. The difference is that he's not going to give up. He's not going to quit. He's not going away.
No.
Don't you love all these little Twitter things where you see, resignation could be coming soon. Trump is sick of this.
Yeah.
And it's going, wow. Really? Yeah, okay.
They clearly don't know him very well. But, I've thought about this a lot lately, and I think a lot of this is down to the fact that for 10 years, Donald Trump was doing The Apprentice show, and he sold himself on this character that was hard-faced and said, you're fired, and wasn't very nice to people. And if you didn't know it, that was a character that he was playing. Because the real Donald Trump is actually not like that. You know, I didn't like him. I didn't back him. But I took a step back and I looked at who he really was rather than the character that he portrayed. It's the same with actors, apparently. You know, when they're in a show and they behave a certain way, you know, the general public thinks that that's exactly how they are because they can't separate the two. But the scary thing is that America needs to take a step back now and let this guy do his job. He won fair and square. And if you can't let him do his job, that's an American. And if you were a Republican and you voted against him, I believe we should kick you out of the GOP because we don't need rhinos.
Well, you know, you talk to somebody on the left and they're going to say, no, he really didn't win because he lost the popular vote. And doesn't that make you nuts? You go, wait a minute, stop.
Yeah.
Okay, he constitutionally won. You don't like it, then change the way it happens. Other than that, deal with it. Because if your person won because of the popular vote, guess what? We'd have to deal with it too. There would be no difference. I love when they change it to make themselves feel better, you know?
Yeah, so. and if Hillary had won via the popular vote, they wouldn't be saying. See, I'm just so fed up that of all these double standards, and we all need to start working together for this, because it's no good just the Republicans doing it or just a few Democrats, because that's not going to change anything. No. You know, and I've had this ideology from the inception of my show that what is really going to save America is left and right, putting their differences aside and working together for this great nation.
And becoming Americans. I mean, really, stop playing the political game and become Americans. Wouldn't that be great?
It would.
All right, so let's talk about, you know, I this goes along with this social justice stuff and how we've kind of tweaked responsibility for young people and old alike. You know, there was this young lady in, is she in Massachusetts or New Hampshire? I think Massachusetts, right? Where she was egging on her boyfriend or some guy she knew to commit suicide because he was saying, you know, he can't live without this, he can't that. And she's like, just do it. Get over it. I thought you were going to commit suicide. And she was found guilty of aggravated manslaughter or something like that. I'm thinking to myself, how? How does that happen? Why didn't he hang up on her?
Right. I mean, but for me, there's a worry in all of this. I know some states have this Good Samaritan law, but the thing is that what this could mean is, you know, if someone's threatened to kill themselves several times and they call you and they say they're going to kill themselves, and some people are a little heartless. I think that this girl was totally heartless. And if you say, oh, go do it, and then they do, you have a level of culpability. You know, I think that personally we're only responsible for our own actions, but I think we have to be compassionate. She obviously had a history with this guy. She could have been a bit nicer about it, and I'm sure she'll never forgive herself for the fact that another human being has died. You know, was what she did evil? Absolutely. But was it criminal? I don't think so.
Yeah, see, I look at this, and again, the fact that the young man killed himself, not good. I mean, my heart goes out to his family. And
yep.
I don't know. I look at this and I say, okay, so where was he at? Where were the friends around him at? You know, where were her friends? There's a lot more to this than her egging him on. How about we stop taking the phone calls? I mean, do we know how close they were? Were they girlfriend or boyfriend? Had they been going out for a long time? Was it one of those things like, you know, many of us did in high school, I can't live without you, don't break up with me. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I absolutely do. I still keep coming back to the same thing, though. But, you know, we all do need to be responsible for our behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But if, you know, if people come to us and say those things, some people are not equipped to deal with that, Joe. Some people are not equipped to deal with someone that's saying, I'm going to kill myself. I mean, I think this woman was particularly heartless,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think what she did was criminal. And even under Good Samaritan laws, you know, you're not required to counsel people if you're not trained to do so.
Right. No, I've read articles about, suicide because of some of the things that come across my desk here. And it's really interesting how they break it down to people who are actually crying out for help as opposed to people who are really in danger of committing suicide, the ones that are in imminent danger of committing suicide, you know, by the way that they talk about it, by the way they talk about how they're going to do it, that kind of thing. Which I realize that every cry for help needs to be answered. But I really, but again, in reading some of these articles, interesting how they talk about people who threaten to commit suicide by pill, you know, taking a handful of sleeping pills and alcohol and they're gone. It's really more of a cry for help, more of a cry out to, you know, I need some guidance, I need some help here, as opposed to saying I am going to commit suicide. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a bit what's the word I'm looking for? I feel other people's pain, and so I couldn't kind of
they call that empathy, turn, right?
Yeah, I'm a little empathic. Sorry, I've been up since 6 a.m.
No, I was going to say, for me to use a big word like that is a big deal. You just need to know that.
Yeah. I'm totally empathic, and so I couldn't not, as someone, but some of us are not built that way. But to be prosecuted for not being able to deal with that, I mean, I think she was particularly cruel. I think there was a lot more. I think she did taunt him a bit. But even so, I don't think that I don't think what she did was criminal, even though it was inhumane.
Okay. I mean, I agree. I think that what's going on right now there, though, it may set a heck of a precedent. You know, you and I are concerned about hate speech. You and I are concerned about things that they can supposedly hold our feet to the fire on, and it's scary to watch some of these things happen. So, hey, let's kind of shift to our buddy over there in North Korea. You know, he's a little crazy buddy. Anyhow, Dennis Rodman is headed out there. And he's headed out there. Maybe he can bring peace. Maybe he can bring some love. Maybe he can bring some understanding. And I'm thinking, you ever see that cartoon Mutt and Jeff, right? I mean, think of Dennis Rodman standing to that little guy. And I hope they send plenty of pictures back. You think they'll put him on a milk carton or something, make him look a little taller anyhow, or make Dennis Rodman get on his knees, or what do you think he'll do there?
I don't know, but I really don't think he's, he's not, I can't even think of someone, the name of someone that would go into that situation and be able to do that, but I don't think Dennis Rodman is the kind of person. But apparently, Kim Jong-un has got this,
love for him.
Et cetera.
He says he's one of the few Americans that he trusts. Dennis Rodman.
Geez.
Anyway, you got to go for a quick break.
After,
go ahead. Quick.
No, I was just going to say, after what they did to Otto, you know.
We're going to talk about Otto on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, seriously, get involved in the conversation. You know, it doesn't do any good if you just sit there yelling at the radio. There's a chat room on therealside.com. There's a live feed over there on the Facebook. That's how I said that, the Facebook. And get involved in the conversation. The way you do it is you have open dialogue. You don't just yell at the radio. It doesn't help. Anyway, let me just get to my next. Well, let me get to my guest. Not my next guest. I guess he's next if he's coming back. But anyway, Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. Always a pleasure to have him with because he kicks off the weekend with me. And Xander, tell people where they can hear your show, get tickets for the Broadway play, and the whole nine yards.
Absolutely, everything is available at ZanderGibb.com. You can buy the book. You can buy the CD. You can get details about the show, which is weeknights, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. Come join us. Come let us know what you think. You don't have to agree, but you do have to be nice.
No, I don't have to be nice to anybody. Anyhow, I took that advice early on. It was like, I didn't want to name the show after me. And, you know, like the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, right? One of those things there so you could somebody could take it over later on if they wanted to. And now I got like 15 places to get the show. I'm like Horsemen Who Run a Ranch. We're all over the place. There's no one place to pick it up. But you can find most of that info at therealside.com. Okay. We were talking about Dennis Rodman somehow being some kind of ambassador to North Korea. And the likelihood of those two having a relationship, I just can't even imagine. Can you imagine what that conversation must be like? It's got to have pretty much absolutely no substance to it whatsoever, right? I mean, anyhow. But speaking of North Korea and that animalistic regime, you've got, is it Otto? Is the young man's name? Okay.
Yeah, so, Otto. I can't pronounce his last name. Otto.
But here's a young man. He's been in a coma for about a year now.
Otto Warmbier.
Warmbier. Okay. So he's been in a coma for about a year now. And shortly after getting botulism, that it gave him some kind of sleeping medication for, which whatever. I guess that's a Korean medical way. They're socialized medicine for you. And there was no real communication with the outside world, no compassion to reach out and have somebody help this young man, you know, from the family or anywhere else. And he has extensive brain damage at this point. But, you know, what they did to him was terrible. But I got to ask you a question before we get into what actually took place. You know, here's that scenario where we go into other countries. I don't want to go to another country. I'm not, or countries like that anyway, not even Mexico. Because I look at it and say, I'm not familiar with their culture. I don't know what's acceptable and what's not. And after seeing what it takes to get somebody back, get somebody some help, I wouldn't do anything wrong. I don't know. But, I mean, he was playing around with political posters or something.
He took a poster down. I mean, it's hardly saving the crown jewels.
Listen, I'm not saying what they did to him was right, but I'm saying, my God, I would have walked around my hands in my pockets, for God's sakes. I would have been petrified over there.
It's kind of like when your parents advise you what to do if the police ever stop you. They say, do what the police tell you to do.
Right.
So if you go to places and you misbehave and stuff happens, some people could say, well, you got what you deserve. I don't think
he didn't get what he deserved. I don't even mean that at all. I just like, you. When you go to another country, people just follow, overfollow the rules. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But anyhow, so, but he was on a humanitarian trip, so to speak. I mean, he was with the medical team from the University of Cincinnati Medical Center, right? That's when he came back. The medical team at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center described Warmbier. That's why I have for having three windows about him open at one time. Otto's condition is a state of unresponsive wakefulness.
Yeah.
So, and they feel that he has extension. Now, he's only 22 years old, right? Yeah, I believe he's only about 22 years old. I read the points, and then I have to go back and find him. But really, seriously, this shows you the brutality of this country, of this regime, of the supreme leader.
Well, this guy even had his I don't know if it's legally like his half-brother. He had the same father but a different mother. He had him killed so that this guy would never be able to kind of like, you know, overthrow him or topple him. Because we all know he's getting a little fat now, so it would be quite easy to topple over. Kim Jong Un.
Do you know why? Do you know why he's getting fat? Are you aware why he's getting fat? There's reports that he doesn't go to the bathroom because he's a god. He's a supreme being, and he doesn't have to evacuate.
Wow.
I'm serious. I've read that several places. Does he kill the person that replaces the toilet paper in his bathroom? Because, you know, somebody's going to figure it out eventually. But anyway, I'm sorry. I couldn't resist on that one because I've seen that several places.
Thanks for sharing that, yeah. Joe.
Oh, yeah, we're going down a toilet fast here. But you know, look at the pain the father's going through, Fred. And again, this is a regime that Billy Bob Clinton made agreements with back, you know, when he was president.
Yeah, but let's face it, a lot of agreements that were made by the Clinton administration. I wonder how much donation Kim Jong-un made to the Clinton Foundation.
Oh yeah, I not a clue. But hey, let's get back to North Korea just for a second with this. He's doing the missile tests. We know he's working on nuclear arms. We know he's working with Iran on nuclear arms. Do we really expect anything less than this kind of treatment, especially of American citizens by these people? And do we sit back and do nothing?
I think that, you know, I said this on my show tonight. I think there will come a point very soon where the Donald, President Trump, I can call him that because we're pals, he's going to have to get tough with a lot of people. You know, including those people that are depicting his dad, those that are saying they're going to pimp out his wife, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, whilst this is not a totalitarian regime, there has to be a level of respect. And if you're calling for the death of the president, surely there's a legal aspect to that.
Oh, I agree. And there should be. And there should be at least some kind of shakeup of these kind of things. You know, you talk about how he's going to have to get tough with North Korea. He's going to have to get tough with Iran. And the reason behind that is that because you've had 8 years of letting them run loose, run rampant, yep, doing what they want to do. You can't bring them back into order slowly and steady over the next 4 years or 8 years for that matter. He's going to have to do something somewhat drastic, or heavy-handed. I won't say drastic, but I will say heavy-handed soon. Don't you think?
I absolutely agree. And I think that, you know, the world's been used to loosey-goosey from America with Barack Obama being in charge for the last 8 years. But, you know, Daddy's in the White House, and he's going to take care of business. I just think he's afraid of rocking the boat too soon, and that's not a bad thing either. But I think that, Mr. Trump, you need to get tough. I know he listens to your show.
Yes, regularly.
Mine too. But, you know, Donald... You know, Donnie, you got to get tough. Really, you do.
Yeah, let's hit on Sarah Palin real quick, because you saw what the New York Times, I think it was, put up a post about her.
Yeah, and
I'm sitting here thinking to myself, really, first of all, old news. What's wrong? You couldn't find anything to fill the page, number one. And number two, then you guys were debunked 3 days after you posted it. And if that's the case, if she was responsible for the Giffords shooting, then again, I go back to what I said earlier. The Dems are responsible for the shooting against Republicans. They don't. Do they realize what they're saying and doing when they do stuff like this?
No, clearly they don't. But with the Dems, unfortunately, it's a case of do as I say, not as I do. But you know, this is the thing for me. I was a Democrat when that happened, and whatever the Democrat leadership puts down, Democrats agree with. You know, I've obviously been reprogrammed and, you know, deprogrammed, even not reprogrammed.
You've been politically born again, you've been.
I absolutely have. I'm a born-again liar. I've evolved, and that's the difference, you know, and I'm actually glad that I did, because when you're a Democrat, you can't disagree with anything. It's all about towing the party line. I mean, you know, I've been this side of the aisle. I've only called myself a Republican since Donald Trump, but I've been this side of the aisle for about, you know, 3 or 4 years now, maybe a little bit longer, and it's taken a while for people to trust me. But I've worked hard at this, and I've proven myself. And the point is that, you know, eventually, when you're a Democrat, you either have to sell your soul to them, or you have to get away. And you know, thank God I got away.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think, again, looking at we didn't get to the story. We're pretty much out of time. I'm going to do it in the next hour. But you can see the differences between the two sides, when you look at how they approach certain major issues, and where one side will allow everybody on the other side to talk, and then that side will only allow people who agree with them to talk. I mean, really a solid picture. One last time, Xander, tell people where they can get you.
XanderGibbs.com.
XanderGive.com, XanderGive.com. You can only find him physically if you're delivering his pizza this evening. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Sure.
You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. A lot more coming up the next hour. Don't go far, please. We're going to have a lot of fun.